Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. It's the pregame show. It happens before the game. We're going to talk about some things on the pregame show that we think might be happening on the show. Little echo delay goes with the song. I did this on purpose. It's not a mistake. It was a mistake. Jake, how are you doing? No hitter yesterday. Did you hear?
Laffy Taffy, girl, shake that Laffy Taffy. I did. I actually watched the game last night. Pretty wild.
Full spit.
Pretty wild to see. Corey Kluber threw a no-hitter. If people didn't know what that's about. So, I mean, pretty cool. Very exciting. Kluber, the Higgy ties to it obviously get us going a little bit as well. Seeing the Yankees have fun, I mean, it's crazy that that's such a highlight for me, but the pictures that the Yankees Twitter account tweeted out, Corey Kluber in the laundry thing, getting beer poured on him, like, let's go. So,
also,
last night was pretty cool, man.
The best premonition, which is the last segment we do here, of all time by you, Jake said that we were going to get, like, nice hug.
A nice hug. That's
all we got was a hug festival.
Felt good.
I mean,
I saw it. It's just so tough when you see something, but you don't know how to place it.
You saw it. You saw hugs.
I saw hugs.
Now, a lot of people are saying, Jake sucks. And I think you had a great premonition.
This is confusing.
They still got to win the series, Jake.
No.
They lose today. It's a split.
Yeah.
I'd like them to win. It seems like a low-effort day, though.
Yes. I mean, they... Jim, we kind of know the rules at this point. Yankees on a road trip. Survive.
Talking Yanks curse?
They won the road trip. They took 2 out of 3 from Baltimore. Worst case, they split this series. So they're going to have a winning road trip. So they're resting Judgy, they're resting Gio, arguably our two biggest safety blankets are out. So, Delaney in the chat gets it. Hugs over bugs.
Oh, I don't know.
Yes.
Do you know what Dane Dunning's whip has been in his last 5 games started?
Yeah, what else?
1.86.
Okay.
Not good.
What's that translate to?
About 1.8 base runners an inning.
I could see that.
He's walked 11 batters in his last 22 innings, given up 30 hits. So he was having some good starts, you know. But he's
got off to a good start. Even
with those stats, he necessarily hasn't like lost games. But the Yankees lineup today, maybe there's some patience involved. This is the lineup. DJ LeMahieu is leading off, playing third base. Brett Gardner is in the two-hole, baby. Hell yeah. Luke Voit is DHing and batting third. Cleanup, Rougned Odor.
Hell yes.
Gleyber Torres in the five-hole. Gary Sanchez in the 6. Mike Ford at first base.
Yep.
Miguel Andujar in left field. And Tyler Wade in right field with Ramon on the bump. Hey, who'd they send down? What happened?
Ryan Lamar got
hurt. Oh, he got hurt?
Ford survives.
What is... Dude, that's...
Invincible.
Ford is like...
Ironclad.
Don't talk about it, because I might be having an award.
Don't talk about it, be about it.
People have said that to you a lot. I'm going to clown Mount Everest. Don't Rugi, talk about it, be about it, Jake.
Rugi comes off the paternity list. Ryan Lamar goes to the IL. Tough break for Rhino last night. Will be a good kind of trivia question. In Yankee land, who started the Kluber no-hitter in right field?
Ryan Lamar.
Yeah. You got it.
Who started the David Wells no-hitter in right field?
Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, shit.
It's a Lamar fest. I am Kendrick, a.k.a. Beat the Keys to the Car. Halle Berry. Okay, so winning lineup.
So Judge gets a day off after DHing 2 days in a row. Yep. So he got a lot of half rest and rest of the series in Texas. Stanton is still out. Gio gets a day off. They said that it's nothing injury-based with him, just giving him a day.
Makes sense.
Did he play shortstop yesterday?
No, he played shortstop 2 days ago and then back to third.
Because Glaber was back.
Glaber came back. So, yeah, I mean, this all makes sense in the Yankees formula. If they win a road trip, they consider that whole thing a win. And they did. So they're rolling this lineup out there. It's kind of bonus points if Herman can look good today and this team could get a win. I do like them rewarding Tyler Wade by playing right field, man. Good for him. Made some really nice plays out there. You know, little chicken legs running around. Had the big hit last night, too. We like rewarding players for being successful.
And Clint still got a stiff neck. And they're going to get it checked on when he gets back to New York on Monday.
Probably got a...
Or no, tomorrow.
Probably got a blue chew stuck in his neck.
Yeah.
Stiff neck. Zach.
I get it. I do.
Aaron Judge, basically a planned day off, and Gio Urshela is fine, but it's knee maintenance is what they're calling it.
We're going to call it knee maintenance.
Whatever. Just go out there and crush this lineup. Who cares?
Go out there and
I do
crush.
Care. Like, I want them to win the series. So it would be
really cool.
You know, no hitters fun and all. Winning the series matters more.
Well, and that's where, so the Yankees have been on a nice little streak. They're 6-0-2, I believe, in their last 8 series. So 7-0-2 sounds so much better than 6-0-3.
6-0-3, 7-0-2. 7 sounds much better.
7-0-2 sounds dominant.
Yeah.
6-0-3 is like, oh, a third of the series you didn't win.
Yeah.
You know? That's quick math. On the fly. Right, fly just, ball to right. Dahl hits just, it and Wade's under it. He makes the catch. Holy cow.
Wade, dude, get hits and stuff.
He has been.
I know, but keep it going.
What to watch for?
I guess so, yeah, man. With Clint having a stiff neck and being bad this season so far, like if Wade can string another game together.
Another one.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to fully get my hopes up with Wader, but it's so fun. His brand of baseball, when he does it correctly, can be fun. The triple was fun.
Yeah.
Dude, shout out to your, well, I won't say it.
Okay.
Shout out to the defensive positioning yesterday.
Yeah.
I was looking at the hard hit and expected batting average for a lot of balls, and there was like 4 off of Kluber that had above 500, maybe 3. There was like 5 that had above 350 expected batting average. And when you watch them, you're like, oh, that? Like the DJ ball.
Yeah.
Then I showed one in my breakdown that Adolis smoked to center, but Gardy was like
right
playing deep right there.
Camped.
So good job by the defensive positioning people.
Good job, guys. Tyler Wade, 6 for his last 17.
Is he really?
353.
Do his stats on the year like look good?
His stats on the year look solid.
That's so funny.
296, 345, a 715 OPS, which, reminder, if Tyler Wade, well, if he could have an OPS start with a 7, Tyler Wade is a starting Major League Baseball player. On, like, any team.
It's true.
Yeah.
He just needs to get there.
Because he hasn't done that.
Hasn't
He looks
done
good. That. He just needed his chance, and it's happening.
So Andujar's back in there again?
Andujar in, Wade in. I mean,
this like, is a fun lineup.
Like, no, when you have a whiteboard that's been erased, but you can still see stuff on there.
Yeah.
Like, that's Cashman. Cashman today is, like, laughing. He's
like
looking at his whiteboard. He's like, oh, yeah, Andujar, Wade. Those guys got out there.
Let's not hit into as many double plays as yesterday.
Holy smokes. Cinco.
6?
5.
5. Siete. 7.
Sace got left out there. Sorry.
No one likes that one. I have a question.
Okay.
It's a statement. With the no-hitter,
mm-hmm.
It feels like the Yankees have won the series.
Yeah.
and they haven't.
Right.
I would love this lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Not love, but I'd be excited about it if they had won the series.
Okay.
Because Andujar, I like have him inching his way into being the left fielder for a while.
Yeah.
Wade, he can stay around.
Yeah.
Odor, he came back for one game and was fun. Now he's got another kid, so he's all excited.
Stoked.
Gary, looking better lately. Voight's back. Like, I could talk myself into this. Besides 40, I know he had two hits last. He's still not part of, like, the next 2 weeks, so. But, like, but.
This is my kid, Kluber Odor.
I just have to remind myself, like, they haven't won the series yet.
Yeah.
And I'd like to really win the series.
Well, it's a recording day, and it's a curse. So, hopefully, Corey's no-no helped break the curse. I told you we needed something to break the curse. Otherwise, I have to lay into Zach before we record tonight. What to watch for? Kluber, DH, Voight, Guardy.
Mine's the corner outfielders.
Corner outfielders. That's been a hot one early this season. That's probably been the most popular what to watch for. I'll go Teddy Bear Gare.
Okay.
You know, we've talked a lot about Teddy Bear Gare's been getting on track. The hitting stats, you can chop them up pretty good. That Gary's been doing pretty decent stuff at the plate. And then what a whirlwind. Higgy catches the no-no. Higgy's getting a ton of love. Great pressers by Higgy. And this is coming off Monday's sleep game Higgy had. His sleep catching.
He had a bounce back.
So, interested to see how Gare reacts. I mean, it's kind of this, you know, you've seen a couple people tweet about it, and we've reminded people, but the Yankees catching group has low-key been one of the best in baseball this year. So, how nice would it be if Gary Sanchez maybe pokes one, drives a ball in the gap, throws out a runner, kisses Rugi's head on the kid. This is mine now. Rugi's like, what?
Kisses Rugi's head on the kid. Is that what you said?
Kisses Rugi's kid on the head.
Kid on the head. I get it.
Yeah.
And come on, Gary.
Gary considers that possessional.
I think Gary's got 5 RBIs in his last 4 games.
Okay.
If he gets 2 more today, math-wise, you could say he's got 7 RBIs in his last 6 games.
Welcome to algebra class.
Or 5 games.
I think 5.
7 and 5?
Yeah.
How about 3 RBIs? You go 8 RBIs in his last 5 games.
3 RBI day from Gary Sanchez.
Yep.
Okay. Jim.
2-run homer, and then RBI walk with bases loaded.
Okay. Pitching path to victory.
Ba-da-ba.
Bullpen got pretty well rested.
Actually, they were pretty focused and intense, and then they celebrated.
Ooh.
So.
Fatigue.
Yeah, there might not actually be a lot of good rests happening yesterday.
Everyone's
Chapman's got to get in, and like, let's do it. Let's win this fucking series.
Ooh, you're on a big win the series kick.
I think the no-hitter isn't going to hold me over if they split the series.
Okay.
I'd really like a series win so we can properly celebrate the no-hitter.
Okay.
Because if you no-hit a team but you still split the series and they're supposed to be bad and you're supposed to be good, what are you bragging about? One game? Who cares?
Road trips, bro.
What's their road trip right now?
They're 4-2. Quick math.
Do the math again.
They beat the Orioles 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
And they've currently beat 2 out of 3.
They're 4-2.
Yeah.
So 4-3 doesn't sound nearly as good as 5-2.
Big time.
Even on the series, like it's a winning.
But they
series.
Don't care.
Just win. I would like them to win. So the pitching path to victory that I would like is to include Loaisiga, Chad, Chapman, Herman, Loaisiga, Chad, Chapman.
Loaisiga, Chad. Okay,
that's their duo.
They have the lefty
lane for Lidke.
Yeah, and Lidke hasn't pitched in 4 days, so I wouldn't be surprised if we go Herman to Lidke in the lefty lane. Sessa also hasn't pitched in 4. King hasn't pitched in 4. So, yeah, we'll see.
If it's a blowout, it's King.
If it's a blowout, it's King. I don't know. I'm not going to get. I think the Yankees nerds would really love to not use the bullpen again before we start what they think is an impact series versus the White Sox, right?
Okay, so how about this? Get up 4 or 5 runs and go Herman to King and keep the back end ready for the White Sox.
That'd be great.
Because tomorrow we have Monty versus the White Sox, and the White Sox absolutely crush lefties.
Yeah.
And you might need Loaizaga, Chad, Chapman, righties out of the pen.
I think they're going
to... Okay, you've talked me into that.
Yeah, I think they're going to try to dodge as hard as they can. Like, maybe it's a dodge-Chad game. Like, if you're up three or less, you're going to go to Chapman because he's the closer and he's been awesome this year. But maybe they try to skip Chad, so if they need two out of him tomorrow, Herman Tulicki, maybe Loaizaga too. We'll see. Everyone's ready.
No, they might save Loaizaga the righty. I think it's going to be Herman, Litke to King, and the Yanks are up by four.
Huge.
Because I believe in the lineup.
I love that.
Why did Kluber walk that one batter?
Four pitches. Culbison. He didn't mean to.
I was pretty mad at Higgy on the ball four. It was kind of in there. It could have been called. Like, shoot the ump a look, because that was my premonition.
Oh, so that's where that comes from.
Yes. That's okay. The only reason I care.
Rooted.
He felt it. He just didn't shoot him a look.
So there's enough good going on.
It was only the fourth inning. Tie game.
And Higgy knew he'd rather start a new batter with a fresh count than throwing Culberson a 3-1 heater.
Dude, how funny is it that Kluber just has no emotions?
Emotionless.
It's weird.
I don't really get it.
I don't get it either. How do you like...
I don't really get it.
Well, I guess I shouldn't say that.
Filled with emotions.
On and on, on a homer draft, it's the homer draft. You get to go first. Currently 0-0.
Gabagool. Can you believe that?
Some capicola.
Someone can sneak out an easy series win today. Jim, who am I going to take here? I've taken Judge, Clint, Rugi, Gardy, DJ, Andujar.
Yep, you're taking Glaber with your first pick.
Have I taken Gary? That's the only problem there.
But I have, so you wouldn't take him with your first pick.
Well, I haven't taken Voit either, so Voit's going to be my second pick. So it's just, do I go Voit, Glaber, or Voit, Gary? I'm probably going to go Voit, Gary.
Okay. Sounds good.
I'll leave you Glaber.
Yeah, I'm going to take Glaber then, since I can take him. And I'm going to take Odor.
Love it.
Got to give that new little baby of his a little bit of a blessing.
Yeah.
Right?
Welcome to the world.
Welcome to the world, kid. I hit a home run.
I never forget it.
Kid's going to come home getting F's on his report card. Rugi's going to be mad. He's like, well, you don't help me study, Dad.
Rugi's kid's getting homeschooled.
What have you ever done for me? I hit a home run the day after you were born.
Homeschooled.
God damn it. So I got Glaber and Odor. Jake has Voit and Gary. Zach, whose do you like more?
I was talking about Odor in the four hole today. And that he's been hot in Texas.
Yep. Which is a hot state.
Yes, exactly. So I kind of am leaning Jimmy's picks today.
I'm firmly Jimmy's picks today.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You could have had Glaber.
I love the Odor pick. Zach's all over it. Per usual.
Okay. Per usual.
Per usual.
What do you think the over-under is? The under hit yesterday. It was under 9. Kluber dominated. Over, someone said that under. Jake's breathing down my neck in the homer draft standing. It's not true. It's 12-5.
I mean, I've been coming back.
12-7.
It was a slow start for me. I told you I was spotting you early. And Jimmy's more concerned about the over-under.
I've been doing poor in the over-under.
I think we might be tied up now.
Yeah, we're both 18 and 22 in the over-under. I've been doing poor in the over-under. What do you think it is today? 8.5? Just a lazy 8.5? Or do they Yanks go 80? Because they go 8 because it's a getaway day. I see them dropping it to 8.
Day.
Yankees lineup ain't great.
Texas
Dunning
has been getting no hit. Dunning kind of stinks. Herman's half good. Yeah, it's 8 or 8.5. I don't know.
I'll go 8.
I'll go 8.5.
8 flat.
8 flat ski.
Herman,
we like Herman.
I like the over today.
Yeah, that seems like the pick.
Because
you're
it's
loving the lineup.
It's you talked me out of believing in the good guys in the pen. Like 100% good guy theory. The Yankees don't win in these games. So even if they get the early 4-0 lead like we saw last time,
right,
they're just going to give it up somehow.
No. Our secondary bullpen's real good.
I would love if the Yankees won the series today. I don't think they care about it at all.
I'll go over. I'm with you.
We're both on the over?
Yeah. Okay. I think that's the play.
We're both on the over. We're both betting the over.
I'm picking out a thermos for you.
Not an ordinary thermos for you. What? Do you have any more premonitions, Hugmaster Jake?
Let's see. Let's think about this. Premos.
Let's see. Let's think about this.
It's, oh.
To the, what? To the, ooh.
Wade just does something electric today that gets us excited.
Like
there's going to be like a fun Tyler Wade conversation on the pod.
That fucker ropes us into those
every time. I love
you. You have it in the field or on the base paths?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's just like electric. Like K gets loud.
I have him first at bat, either a perfectly placed bunt or slapper down the line, left third baseline. My premonition today is that we're tied up in the eighth.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
I don't know if I like it or not because I don't know what they're going to do with the bullpen. You know, but I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to feel like a lazy getaway game, but we're going to have to, like, sit up in our chair and be like, oh, fuck, it's tied in the eighth. Like, we got to get into this a little bit, that type of getaway day.
Okay.
This should have been a laugher. My back hurts.
Yeah.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye, everyone. Good luck.
Enjoy the game. We'll be back recording the series recap after the game. Four burns, multiple awards, talking about things and stuff. Go buy a Kluber shirt. Our graphic designer made badass Klubot.
Yeah.
No-hitter shirts. Real cool design. Shop.johnboymedia.com. Jake, can you sing the outro song?
Hey! Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.